Editing filler words. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 31. When you first learn how to use editing software, it feels like a superpower. You realize you can magically erase your mistakes. But then the obsession kicks in. You zoom in on the timeline. You see every single breath you take. You see every every ah, and every slight pause. And you start slicing. You cut and cut and cut until your audio is a relentless, rapid-fire wall of words. You think you are making yourself sound smarter. You think you are making the episode faster, but you are actually ruining it. There's a concept in animation called the uncanny valley. It means that when a robot looks almost perfectly human but is missing tiny imperfections, it creeps people out. The same thing happens in audio. When you remove every breath and every pause, you push your podcast into the uncanny valley. The human brain subconsciously tracks the breathing patterns of the person speaking. When your listener hears you speak for 3 minutes straight without taking a single breath, their brain gets confused. It creates a subtle, underlying feeling of anxiety. You do not want your listeners to feel anxious. You want them to feel like they are having a coffee with you. Furthermore, you need to understand the psychological purpose of filler words. Not all ums are bad. Sometimes, an acts as a natural speed bump. It signals to the listener, "Hey, I am processing a complex thought right now, pay attention." Now, obviously, if your guest says, like, 50 times in 1 minute, you need to clean that up. That is distracting. But if they say once while searching for the perfect adjective, leave it in. It makes them sound thoughtful. It makes them sound human. You are not editing a fast-paced TikTok video. You are editing a long-form podcast. The pacing needs to breathe. A great editor does not edit with their eyes. They edit with their ears. Here is what most beginners do. They look at the visual waveform on the screen, they see the little bump of an and they delete it without even listening to it. Stop doing that. You are destroying the natural cadence of the conversation. If you want to save time and improve your audio quality immediately, adopt the 80-20 rule of editing. Spend 80% of your energy cutting out the big things, the boring tangents, the irrelevant stories, the technology glitches. Spend almost no time cutting out the micro imperfections. If a mistake doesn't physically jar your ear when you listen back at normal speed, leave it alone. Trust me, nobody else is analyzing your breaths. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about listener feedback and why asking your audience, "What do you think?" gets you zero replies. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.